Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
How long ago was it for the Fergal was on? Was it January?
I think it was January, yeah.
This is ridiculous, the whole situation of doing a show every day. You lose all sense of time. It's like we've been down the mines. This is it. It's like this radio show's like being down the mines. You lose all sense of time. You think something that happened 6 months ago was only last week. We're talking to this kid, this inspirational young fella, getting on a bike and cycling across the world. And we're kind of half joking, half laughing at him, laughing along with him. And half, there's loads of halves in this scenario. There's like 15 halves. Half going, Jesus, fair play to you. Inspired by him and by his sense of adventure and his bravery, I suppose. This is Rosie Tuozzi, cycling from Roscommon with the intention of going and living in Australia. But instead of doing what most people do, get on a plane or a couple of planes, Fergal is cycling there. So we were talking to him just as he was making preparations to head off. And at the time, he was out the back garden on like an exercise bike or one of these exercise...
Stationary bike, yeah.
It's one of these things that attached to a regular bike for training. Because I suppose you can't just hop on the bike and start cycling to Australia. So I was I follow him on Instagram. It's Rosie Tuozzi if you want to search for him on the gram. And truly, like, you look, you know, it's someone stepping out of it. This is also part of my whinge about losing all sense of time. Because we're doing the same thing every day. We're in the rat race, we're on the treadmill. But this guy, he's made a decision to just go, no, let's do something mad. And truly the adventure he's having, I'm sure there's crappy times as well, but the adventure he's having, just looking at his Instagram, I was looking at it the other night, and because he's carrying everything, he has to own, like every night he's going to bed in the tent, he has to, everything he has needs to come out of the bag.
He must have it down to an exact size.
Oh, I'm sure.
Does it without even thinking.
Let me call, he has his Irish phone with him, does he?
He does, yeah.
Okay, let me ring him on the, I'll try him on line two, but he's a,
It's ringing anyway. European ringtone, that ring.
It doesn't sound it. It sounds like a regular old ringtone. Hello, Fergal.
Hi.
Hello there, Ray Foley caller from Today FM. How are you, sir? Lovely to talk to you.
I'm not too bad, Ray. How are you? Great to hear you.
Did you actually go? Because between the ringtone and the quality of the line, I'm thinking, geez, this lad is only down the road. He's only gone as far as Kinnegad.
No, I met it now through... I think it was like 12 countries and two months and a week about to get here. So I'm not still in Roscommon. I'm very much in grief.
Yeah, I know you are. Because all joking aside, I was looking at you the other night. It was just the usual scrolling through and I ended up on your stories. And just the few snippets of you that I've seen. On the one hand, I'm going, geez, fair play to him. Oh my God. And some of the shots you've got. Like, what was that one of the bridge going over? It's in Greece. Is it that beautiful bridge and the view of the mountains in the background? Where was that? What was it?
Yeah, that was in Greece. That was crossing over towards Patras. So, but there's been some amazing places. Like, even seeing amazing cities like Tbilisi, Tirana, Skodor, Ljubljana in Slovenia. Like, it's been some scenery. Places I don't think I ever would have seen unless I went there by bike. And it's great that you can picture it in my head, going through the different cities and the different countries, and connecting, especially learning about the former Yugoslavia. Like, there's so much history in that area, and it's such an unbelievable country. Like, Montenegro is probably the nicest scenery I was in out of all the trip, and I didn't know what to expect of Montenegro beforehand.
This is very handy, JP. This lad is doing all of Europe for us.
Travelogue,
ahead of the summer. We're like, Jesus, I might get a few tips there in terms of bookings or whatever. I'm actually looking I'm looking at your route because it's very easy to go. So between Dublin and Greece, there's a bit of France or whatever in there. But when you actually look at the distance, geez, you've already gone some way, my God.
Yeah, there's still another good bit more to come. I think I've covered just over 4,000 kilometres and there's another 19,000-20,000 still to come. So a lot more ahead. But I'm looking forward to it now. Like, Europe has been brilliant. I think Albania was a bit tough. There was struggling with my tyres. I went a bit cheap and I thought my bike tyres would get me from Dublin to Athens, but they gave in about 500 kilometres too short, and I think I had 10 punctures in a row in 3 days, and it was a real struggle. And nothing was ever too critical, you know. I always had water, food, there was cars going by if I did need help. But it was a good learning curve to get before heading to more remote places like Kazakhstan and Turkmenistan and the like.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, of course, you wouldn't have, because you're carrying everything with you. You wouldn't be carrying spare tyres around the night. So you're stopping every time to just do a short-term repair then, are you?
Yeah, that's it. Like, I managed to get to Corfu in Greece, and I got new tyres there and completely new wheels, because anything could go wrong. Your chain could break, your spokes could go in the tyre, and I wouldn't be much of a mechanic head being a nurse. So all this is a learning curve, and I'm happy. When I left Ireland, I wasn't the person that could cycle to Athens, but through cycling through France and Austria and Germany, I developed into the person that could cycle to Athens. But there's loads of people in Ireland that do this kind of sport, bike touring. Mm. Like, you have Tomás Macassar in Kerry, Tully Travels in Mayo, Cormac Ryan in Dublin. Like, all these people reached out and gave me great advice. So I really think there should be more Irish people getting out there and doing this kind of thing.
Yeah, like I was saying just before I rang you, it's kind of a big decision. Like, loads of us think, geez, wouldn't it be great to do that? But when it actually comes to actually making the decision or getting off the treadmill and getting onto the bike instead, it's a very different, it's a world away, you know. Nice idea, but it takes a special kind of individual and a special kind of thinking to do it. Before we look ahead, looking back at where you've, like I say, you're planning my summer holidays for me here, Fergal. What would be your absolute, like, I can't wait to go back there moments?
For city-wise, I put Salzburg. Salzburg, with the mountains in the background, the cathedral, it's so picturesque, and it'd be a brilliant place to go on holidays, definitely.
Salzburg, sorry, I'm looking up Salzburg.
Germany or Austria?
Salzburg is in Austria. It's kind of close to Munich in Germany.
Okay, right, I got you. It's on the list. Yeah. Go on, where else?
And then Montenegro, Kotor. In Montenegro, it was like, everyone goes to Dubrovnik in Croatia, and it's three times more expensive to the rest of Croatia. Not to be talking bad about Dubrovnik, it's beautiful, but I think Kotor is about 100 kilometers more south, and it's in Montenegro, and it's just beautiful. I couldn't get over how amazing Montenegro was.
How do I spell Kotor? Jesus, I'm looking for it here.
Kotor. It's K-O-T-O-R. Like a bay, and
right.
Like massive sea ships come in. Now, it is still a bit expensive, but nothing compared to, you know, the three times more expensive in Dubrovnik. Then you should go venture more into that country. And Albania, Tirana was lovely as well. So there's another. Ljubljana in Slovenia was another great city.
Are you going to go to Australia at all, looking at all these amazing spots? People like, should we take our time? We'll get there when we get there. Are you on your own the whole time then? Are you making friends along the way?
Yeah, so on the road, it's the, what is it, Eurovelo number 8. So this is a cycling route, and down through the Balkans, that's the route I took. There's loads of other bike tours. When I crossed the Alps in Austria, I met a German bike tour called Frederick. And we met for 20 minutes, we split up, we met again in Ljubljana, then we met again in Croatia, again in Montenegro. And from Montenegro to here in Greece, we cycled along with each other, and we managed to pick up a Frenchman, Boris, along the way. So the last week or so, I've been cycling with a Frenchman and a German. But after Athens, it'll be back myself.
Back on your own. But then you might pick up other people along the way. Or you might bump into the two boys when you're over in Darwin or whatever. What are you doing here? We thought we'd come along for the ride. So like that, you've got company. I've seen you on your videos and on your stories. You're taking these videos when you've got the time and uploading them then at night when you've got... What kind of kit or gear do you have? Is it just the phone, or do you have one of those GoPro cameras, or what have you got?
Yeah, all I have is the phone. So,
oh, Jesus, right.
No, it's just the phone, and that's it. At night, I upload whatever videos. And social media is great that I can show people where I am and show them all these places. But all it is a surface level. You know, when I'm going up a really steep hill, you don't see that. When I'm, you know, stuck at the side of the road, changing my 5th, 10th tyre, you know, you don't really see that. So it's you know, surface level. So I think from here onwards, I'm currently in Athens, and I'm going to invest in some camera equipment, because I think there's a story to be told, especially that I'm doing it for two charities, Muir Scammon Hospice and Northwest Stop, that I love to visit hospices in all these different countries. And I suppose there's end-of-life care centres, whatever their version is, and, you know, see what it's like there. And then also to investigate, you know, the environmental factors, social factors in all these countries that maybe influence the mental health of the people. So I think there's a story to be told.
A bigger story than just, look at me, I'm cycling all this way, which in itself is an incredible story, Fergal, don't get me wrong. But yeah, if that's your focus, that's what you want to do. And of course, you are raising the money for Mayo Roscommon Hospice. It's nearly at 16,000 euro, is it?
Yeah, it's almost at 16,000. So yeah. It's been incredible support by everyone. So I can't thank everyone enough, but there's still another, I think, 9 months ahead to go, so hopefully we can keep raising money.
Absolutely,
for two
charities. And of course, and this, the other charity, of course, Northwest Stop Suicide as well.
Yeah.
And so between them, and I suppose you can share some experiences across the whole journey. I'm genuinely fascinated. I'd even watch you just blown up as you do, blown up your air mattress, and I'm like, that lad is going to. I'm going to bed tonight now. A glass of wine in hand, and your man is having to blow up his air mattress, and you're staying in tents. You're just you're making do wherever you show up, and you're pitching up and just making it work. I have to say, truly, it's so impressive. Are you concerned, because you've mentioned a couple of times now you might be going offline, or it might be harder to get online. So these countries that you're going into, how are you feeling about them?
Well, just to touch on that topic with setting up a tent, yeah, you don't really know where you're going to sleep for the night. Like, I was going through the Croatian islands, and at one stage, a storm was coming, and I couldn't get one of the ferries. So I ended up having to camp right at the ferry port in an abandoned building. And then there was loads of thunder and lightning, and I just kept thinking of your Instagram stories of ka-chow, McQueen.
I've been doing this thing with people who follow me on Instagram, just annoying them with just the same videos of Lightning McQueen suddenly appearing with ka-chow. The amount of complaints, Fergal, I've had about that is ridiculous. I'm glad you liked it as you're there in Greece with a thunderstorm on the side. So you've got the tents set up, and then you have to make your way through the night. You've got these boys, which are you've got companions that you can spend a bit of time with, or a bit of company. Going into these countries, then you're like you mentioned, you're going to be on your own, and you're not necessarily going to have the connection, the social media connection. What's your plans going into? What did you say? Was it Kazakhstan you mentioned?
Yeah, so I'll be going to, firstly, Turkey. I'll be getting a ferry from Athens to Turkey, and then Georgia, Azerbaijan, and a ferry from Baku to Kazakhstan. Right. And it'll be all the stands, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan. But yeah, I was a bit, it is daunting. You know, Europe is Europe. It's, you know, it's very accessible. If I was ever stuck, there was always people at the side of the road, or, you know, I had coverage. I guess an eSIM is what I'll have to buy, so I can have coverage and be able to contact people if needed. We met yesterday. We went by two French bike tours, also other people on their bike, and the two of them just came through Georgia and Turkey, and they said the hospitality is unbelievable. He literally said to me, you can sell your tent in Athens. You go through a town, and it's in the Islamic in culture that if they see someone camping, or if they see someone that doesn't have a house for the night, they take you in for the night. So they said you're literally going to struggle to be camping.
Well,
yeah,
fingers crossed.
And
yeah, we won't be worried about you then. So they'll be looking after you. I'd say don't sell the tent though either. Just don't rush into that, because you might need it on the other side as you get closer again.
No, it's very warm now as well. Yeah, and the mosquitoes are a bit of a struggle.
All these things you need to consider. Creep. Yeah, the mozzies and the spray and all. I'm following you. I would urge anyone else to give you a search as well. Look up Rosie Tuwazi on Instagram or whatever social channels. He's putting up as much stuff as he can, and he's promised us now he's going to go get a GoPro or a camera, so he has more content for us as well to look at, and raising all this money. Fantastic causes. Mayo Roscommon Hospice, Northwest Stop Suicide. If you look up idonate.ie, Rosie Tuwazi, it's on there on idonate, Rosie Tuwazi. You can do a search for Fergal. Listen, man, continued success. Good luck. I can't believe it was months and months ago I was talking to you. Hopefully, we'll talk to you sooner than that the next time, all right?
Yeah, Yeah, no, exactly. Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks for having me. All the best. Good luck. Bye.
Rosie to Ozzy on your Instagram or on iDonate.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!